You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we'll talk with a UW professor who led a three-year grass study using different lawn care approaches on sports fields out of Stoughton Park.
First, it's time for our weekly review of state news. For the first time, we've got poll numbers measuring how Wisconsinites feel about Foxconn coming to Wisconsin and the state's decision to offer a $3 billion incentive package to attract that company.
We'll also talk about a Wisconsin county's decision to move forward with a lawsuit against drug companies and the latest efforts to improve staff safety at Lincoln Hills, Wisconsin's troubled youth prison.
Robert Menser is a statewide living and storytelling editor for the USA Today Network Wisconsin. He's based in Wausau, and he's with us almost every Friday to look back at the week's biggest news. Hey, Rob.
Hey.
So we've got some new Foxconn data. We've been covering this as it unfolded here on Central Time. And now a new Marquette University Law School poll dropped earlier this week, taking a look at how people in the Milwaukee region are feeling about Foxconn. What did it find?
Right. Short version would be it found a more mixed picture than one might have predicted. I mean, we've talked many times about the substance of the deal, the possible economic impact, and the nature of the state's $3 billion incentive package. So this is really just about the public's perception of this. This comes from the Marquette University Law School. It's a good poll, and it's worth taking a look at. They looked at in southeastern Wisconsin. So in Milwaukee County, Waukesha, Racine, just right in that area that would be, you know, that would seem to be most likely to be affected by Foxconn, they found that 54% of those surveys say that the Foxconn factory will substantially improve the economy in the area. 37% say it won't. So that is a majority saying that it will improve the economy, but that's also a significant bit on the negative side. But the other piece of this is 48% of the respondents say that they do not believe the state will recoup the $3 billion in incentives that it's offering Foxconn. Only 38% said that they think it will be a good deal for the state.
So mixed feelings on that. Any surprises in there for you, Rob?
Well, I mean, I think it's key to remember that this is the Milwaukee Racine area. There were another piece of the poll is 65% of those polled said that they don't believe that they or their families will benefit from the plan. I don't know. It is a guess. I don't have data, but one would assume that people would be most bullish on the plan in this exact region. So one wonders what somebody in the northern part of the state or Fox Valley or elsewhere will see this.
And meanwhile, there was some other Foxconn-ish news. Wisconsin's Job Creation Agency delayed a vote on the final Foxconn contract because of a problem that one Democratic senator called a nuclear bomb for taxpayers. It's a pretty loaded phrase. What do we know about that?
Right. It's guaranteeing. There are some guarantees that the that Foxconn has to pay back some of these incentives. It's common in these sorts of deals that a lot of there are incentives can be tied to specific job creation goals or other outcomes as a result of the project. There is still a lot that's a bit mysterious about exactly the nature of what caused this delay, but it seems like the wording did not include those guarantees.
Talking to Rob Menser right now from USA Today Network Wisconsin, based in Wausau, catching up on the biggest stories this week in Wisconsin news. And moving on now, another Wisconsin county took steps this week to join a legal challenge against several pharmaceutical companies. And this is over the opioid crisis. And this is interesting timing. The decision comes during the same week that President Trump declared the nation's opioid crisis a public health emergency. And this is Sheboygan County that we're looking at. What are they choosing to do?
Sure. Sheboygan County has joined up on what a group of three Wisconsin law firms are trying to make a true statewide effort to file lawsuits, sue these big pharma companies, large pharmaceutical companies that that produced and notably for the purposes of the lawsuit, marketed opiate painkillers in a way that they will argue was misleading, and that led to a lot of the opiate epidemic that we're seeing in Wisconsin and across the country now. It is objectively the case that a lot of today's heroin addicts began their addiction in some form of prescription pills, and so this lawsuit would be an attempt to, you know, hold the makers of those drugs responsible for costs to law enforcement and child safety services and other services that are shouldered by counties.
And Sheboygan County is one of several counties that are looked to be choosing to pursue this. There's not consensus in Sheboygan County on it. It's controversial, but is this a growing movement in Wisconsin?
Yeah, it's fair. It's fair to say that it is. It is the nature of the way that the lawsuit is structured. It doesn't cost money for counties to join it. This is the law firms that are doing this are assuming that they're costs will be paid in the event of a future settlement. So that's a bit appealing if you're a local politician. But yes, so Sheboygan County signed on this week. Last week it was Marathon County. Others on the lawsuit so far are Wood County and Eau Claire County and several others. The law firms involved say that they're going to seek participation from some 60 counties in the state.
So that one, we'll be keeping an eye on that one in the months to come. And Rob, looking at another story, we've also been tracking the latest from the state's troubled youth prison, Lincoln Hills, a situation there with five prison workers going to the hospital over the week after a pair of incidents there. Can you tell us what happened and what's happened since?
Yeah, so two incidents happened over the weekend that sent these workers to prison. There were, this is part of what appear to be deteriorating or certainly are disturbing conditions in the juvenile prison.
They went to the hospital, right?
Right. So ranging from minor injuries to inhalation of pepper spray that caused breathing troubles. So no one is, in grave danger as a result of this. But, I mean, this is multiple workers being taken to the hospital after fights inside this this juvenile facility. It's not a good sign. One staff member called it chaos in an interview with Patrick Marley at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.
And there was a teacher there who apparently was knocked unconscious and reached out to Governor Walker and had some ideas about how to improve things. It sounds as though the governor has been advised not to talk with her. What do we know about that?
This happened about a week and a half before the incidents on Sunday. A longtime teacher who was there in the classroom. There were no guards or corrections workers, and a student got out of control, punched her, and knocked her out, put her in the hospital, and she has been public about her story. She shared a photo of her black eye and spoke about her experience. The dynamic in Lincoln Hills School, I'm an outsider to this. I haven't done my own reporting. I've talked to a couple of people who have worked there. And there is as an outsider, it appears that there's sort of a vicious cycle. The place is objectively understaffed, and that's multiple studies have found that. That makes the workers feel unsafe, which in turn makes them rely on these very harsh disciplinary measures. So they maintain control by using pepper spray or handcuffs or solitary confinement. Those practices in turn led to a set of a lawsuit by the American Civil Liberties Union of Wisconsin, the Juvenile Law Center, and Lincoln Hills has been ordered to reduce its use of pepper spray. That in turn makes the workers feel less safe. And it's hard to know what to do, but the dynamic is very destructive.
And Rob, as we wrap up, a lighter story here. Well, not if you love Aaron Rodgers, but Aaron Rodgers, as we know, out of commission, Wisconsin's favorite athlete. But as I understand it, good news for sports fans who have that Aaron Rodgers-sized hole in their hearts. There's someone new who's in the running for state's favorite athlete. And this is a Milwaukee Bucks player that I gather is affectionately known as the Greek Freak. Can you tell us about him?
The Greek Freak, Giannis Antetokounmpo. Veronica, the football season's over. We both know it. Let's just own up to it. It's basketball season now. This is where I advise all Wisconsinites to turn their attention. Giannis Antetokounmpo is off to an incredibly hot start with the Bucks, and I think Bucks fans have sort of already knew that he was very good at playing basketball, but he's gotten a bunch of new attention from the national sports media. He is the subject of a cover feature by ESPN, the magazine, and other outlets have written about him. He could be the next LeBron James. It's not far-fetched. He's 22 years old, and he's averaging like 37 points per game, I think, so far this year.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I have to keep an eye on him. And Rob, I want to say thank you. This is the last time we're going to talk. My last day on the show is Wednesday, so this is our last news roundup, but it's been great talking with you.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. Good luck to you, Veronica.
Thanks a lot, Rob. That was Rob Menser from USA Today Network Wisconsin, based in Wausau. He's with us almost every Friday to look back at the week's biggest news.